Currently, Colorado has standards for childproof packaging, but House Bill 1366 would have gone a step farther and required standard colors, stamps, or a symbol on actual pop brownies, candies, and other infused products. Democratic Senator Michael Johnston of Denver is one of the main sponsors of the proposal. He says it's difficult to determine if an edible contains marijuana when it's no longer inside the packaging.
We just want to make sure it's very easy for parents who are trying to supervise their kids or consenting adults who are trying to make responsible decisions when they're at a party to know exactly what they're eating before they eat it.
Supporters say the bill would cut down on accidental ingestion and hospital visits. TJ Wainwright is a freshman at Golden High School. He says many students eat edibles because it's harder to get caught.
Not even last week, a kid at my school was sent to the hospital due to an overdose of edible marijuana. He had a seizure and convulsions, and it's packaged to look like regular candy and brownies, as you can see. And it just makes it more easier to hide, and it's dangerous.
And while the measure has bipartisan support, it's also divided lawmakers and members of the marijuana industry. Dan Englund works for Edipure, an edibles manufacturer. He says the proposal is difficult to enforce and would limit the products.
Who is going to make a determination of what size, what shape, what color, what stamp will prevent someone from putting this into their mouth? What science exists that tells us what people aren't going to put into their mouth right now?
I think everybody agrees that there is a risk to children and to adults with the products that exist. I think what we probably disagree on some is what's the best way to fix that.
That's Democratic Senator Irene Aguilar of Denver. She proposed an amendment to change the bill to a study. She says labeling could just be one part of the answer.
For me, a bigger fundamental question is size of dose packs. I mean, why would you give somebody a cookie that has 10 doses in it when it's a single cookie?
The sponsors called the amendment dramatic, saying it's important to craft new rules sooner rather than later. Republican sponsor Steve King of Grand Junction says if lawmakers don't address the issue, the public may come up with something industry likes even less.
I think that if you want to see a ban of edibles in Colorado, you will see parents going to the polls and voting to change the Constitution because of our children.
The bill now heads to the full Senate for further debate. Supporters say they prefer the measure in its original form and hope to reach a compromise. I'm Benja Berkland at the State Capitol.